Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
August 12, 2022 is the Juan from Pedro show.
Well, it's time to bring the man that we were talking about. Earlier in the evening, the man with all kinds of loping melody and far out and wonderful sounds. It's been a good evening. I don't know about yourself, but when we started out, it was so kind of cold and that's right, and wet. But for 3 and some hours, you people have been excellent. And I just want to thank you for it and congratulate you on your good audience. So good hand for a good audience. Hooray! Coming on stage is, of course, Mr. Alvin Jones, kind of a newcomer to the world of jazz and drums. He's another Detroit boy, by the way. Detroit, the two guys from Detroit can stand up and take a bow. And then there's Jimmy Garrison on bass. And finally, we have McCoy Tyner on piano. And the master of them all, Mr. John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Welcome. You there, Steve?
I'm here, Mike.
Okay. Didn't hear you. Cynthia of Bush Tetra. You're a Bush Tetra now because it's so sad about D. Beautiful, though. You know, one of my good buddies there to save the day. What's it like playing with him, Steve?
Say that again, Mike?
Well, I asked you, what's it like playing with him, with the Bush Tetras?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. You guys have known each other a while, though, right?
Not real long. No. I mean, I've known of the Bush Tetras for a long, long time, but I actually never met Cynthia and Pat through the years.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we might have met in passing because we were at the same shows and that, but we don't really know each other. Now we really know each other.
And, yeah, a lot of prac, right? You got a tour coming?
Tons of prac.
Right. And the stuff Cynthia gave me, the WFMU. Yes, Jersey City, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You've probably been there.
Yeah, and they got a downstairs thing. It's like a venue, right?
Yeah, they've got a venue. They haven't been using it lately post-COVID, but hopefully they'll get it back.
Okay. Yeah, I've many times have been to the station. It's a great place. And but that's what she gave me a batch. How far along was this with when you guys did this gig? No, it was May 21st, right? So it's only a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And how long was he playing with you before that?
How long have I been playing with everybody? I don't know. We started in the new year, maybe. Was it February, Cynthia?
Yeah, I think it was February.
Yes, in the new year we started playing, and we've been hitting it pretty hard. We're working on new songs. We're looking at studios to record at the end of this year, and hopefully get something out next year if the vinyl chain allows us.
Yeah, there's a delay in all the pressing plants and all that stuff because backlog and stuff. I forgot to say what we started off with, One Down, One Up, live at Newport, John Coltrane. And then things I put together from that WFMU May 21st.
Things.
Yeah.
And so you mean you're writing songs?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of amazing because we didn't know, you know, we're going over old material. And then we had these little kernels of things we started in COVID, during COVID with RB and Pat and I. And it just kind of fell into place pretty quick. Good chemistry. You know how those things, it goes poof.
Well, how did it happen?
How did what happen, Mike?
Did you, you know, you guys playing together?
Well,
did you call them or did they call you?
They called me. You know, first they asked a few of our mutual friends and they all said, well, Steve's way too busy to do this. And then Cynthia called me and I was like, yeah, I've just been waiting for something to do, you know, during COVID. So it was great kind of poking our heads out of our shells and getting back into this. So they invited me and I was really happy to come along.
And what was the last thing you were doing? Was it that blues thing?
Last thing I was doing before COVID?
Yeah, you were playing with a blues guy, right?
A blues guy? You got me there. I was playing with Ernie Brooks a little bit. We have a combo.
Maybe that's it.
Called Tape Hiss. And I play with Malcolm Mooney, the original vocalist of Can, every once in a while.
Yeah, and I saw him once. Oh, is he living out there? He played here.
But he comes to New York once in a while. He lives in Canada, in the center of Canada.
Because I saw him here at Spaceland. He was with MX80 Sound.
Yeah, he's got a band. He's got a West Coast band that he calls Malcolm Mooney and the 10th Planet. And then he's got an East Coast band. He calls that Malcolm Mooney and the 11th Planet. So we're the 11th out here. We're going to play Union Pool in a week or so.
Yeah, he was reading out of a big book when I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Thurston actually introduced me to Malcolm. We did a gig together at the at Barbican in London, and Thurston was the music director of that, and that was big fun.
And what was the first gig you did with Bush Tetris?
The first gig we did was at Elsewhere, and we played there. What was it, like the beginning of June? It was getting hot already, right?
Yeah, we did like
a D memorial before that
on his birthday in March. But that was just
a couple songs.
Yeah, it wasn't really a gig, and yeah, we played Elsewhere during a monsoon. An outdoor gig, and I thought, well, he could get through that one. Yeah. He's a veteran.
And then a week or so ago, we went and played at Tubby's, which was in Kingston, New York, and that was a lot of fun.
Kingston?
Yeah.
I'm going to play this Ghosts of People.
You're playing Ghosts of People.
Thank you. Well, I'm really going down, down on my knees. Baby really wants it bad, and I really ain't to please. Well, it's just out of boot camp, and now it's met the town tramp. No, they believe in a better man. Oh, now baby's wearing flip-flops, and baby's got a flat top. Got the grease on the chin, peeling down around the fin. White honey's got a free flow. Roll it out of the elbow. And I know, baby, you leave here a better man. Everybody wants to put a hand on it. Chalkboard heart complete with the devil. No more. Don't forget the drop left on the floor. Oh, I'm really going down. Got me down in the dirt. Feel the meat on the bone. Pray about it in church. Don't you grow out your flat top. Let me hear you say pop. And I know, baby, you'll leave here a better man.
Watford Peaver Show, that chunk of music started with Ghosts of People, live on WFMU. Then Gary Floyd, Dix, right?
Yeah. What'd you play by Gary?
A Better Man, World All right. of Trouble. Yeah.
I love Gary Floyd.
Yeah, that was from his solo record he made in the 90s. Yeah, so do I. Incredible voice. Then John Dwyer. Like, since you asked me about that flipper, one of the gigs was with John Dwyer. He's been playing, like, wild-ass instrumental music. The OC's guy. He's got this Witch Egg we played with. And I played another thing called Gong Splat. And these are, like, what do you call it? When it's the same name. Eponymous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eponymous. Gong Splat and Witch Egg. And then XV with Lullaby, Loisuka, Clean Teeth, Brand New Chat Pile, Oklahoma City, Anywhere. And then Brother Sister's Daughter. This is the first version with Kramer and Sam Bennett. Maybe 14 years ago, huh? Jesus, time flies. Untitled, it's just some jam.
It doesn't stop.
It don't stop, yeah. God, I was going there a couple times a year for a while. Wow, there, it's been over 10 years now, though. And, actually, we made 3 albums, and only one of them came out. So, maybe down the road, Mr. Shimmy, we'll get that going. So, You're writing songs with, or are they showing you songs? Are you writing songs for them, Steve?
I think we're writing them all together. It's very much a cooperative style, and everybody throws in what they can. So they're band co-writes as of now.
Yeah.
We've always done it that way. We had a conversation about that when we got together because we're used to that old school, you know, 4 ways, everybody puts their bit in, and, you know, it becomes a band song.
Right,
so we think that we had, like, little ideas, but we couldn't really get anywhere with them until Steve came along.
He's a codifier. He codifies, he gets it into canon. There's something about the guy with the beat, right?
Yep.
You know, Chico Hamilton not being able to get songwriting credit. Drummers couldn't write songs, right? Couldn't get songwriting credit. Chico Hamilton. That's terrible. Why? Because the notes last too short, right?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre about that stuff. You got to come in with your demo and your... So joining it, the old school way where you just jam it out, right?
Yeah. We've all got pretty good work ethic. You know, it's like you slog away until it comes together. Some come together faster.
What about with the spiel, the words?
Well, Ghosts of People is a song that I wrote the lyrics like in 2014.
Okay.
About just thinking back in time of all, you know, it's a long life, you know? About like people have passed, people are still around, just like what we were doing and just thinking, you know, just thinking back. And it was totally different. And somehow this version, it just kind of matched. We never could get that song off the ground. We have so many different versions. Like with Dee and Val, we were working away. We just never finished it. And now it sounds completely different. But it's a song.
And what about the words? Do you keep notebooks? Or do you write to order?
Yeah, I have a lot of notebooks. But because it's such a device age, I type in my phone in notes. Like in the middle, a lot of times I'll write in the middle of the night. I'll wake up and I'll write it down.
That's cool.
But I'm using my phone, which is kind of sad because if I lose the phone, then I don't know. But I have a lot of ideas there. And then, yeah, I have a ton of notebooks. And I scrap them. I scrap things together. Yeah, we have about two more. We're two or three. And we're going to finish for the album. So we're gonna be rehearsing more.
Yeah, Steve said something about you looking at studios.
Yes, that's what we were just doing.
Yeah, okay. Remember Walter Sears?
Oh yeah, love that place.
That's the last time I recorded with you, Steve, wasn't it?
Wow, that's a long time ago, Mike.
A little bit.
There's actually a vinyl record of that coming out soon.
Is that right? Wild Rats?
Wild Rats LP. Coming very soon, Mike.
I think that was in 1997 when we recorded that. Wow.
Had to wait until it was ready.
Yeah. No, what, like, what's his name? Mr. Wells, Orson Welles, right?
No
wine before it's done. Yeah, look, we're at the end of the first hour. August 12th, 2022. Peter's your special guest, Cynthia Steve. A Bush Tetris. Hold tight for hour two. August 12th, 2022. It's the second hour of the Watch Pedro Show.
Hit, hit them. Husk, husk them. Unripened inside. Caught in the weather. Caught in the rain. Rights, rights and ideals, ideals and comorbidities. An outline, the day to day, they got in early. While I was too late, the rain, no, not this again. Tight-lipped, airtight, even after all this time. The Pantheon, the Peanut Gallery, the repetition, the subtle changing. Is this all you've got? Is this all you can be? Let me print the only spots available. What is satisfaction? What is the tempo? And the temper grows stronger, full fathom five. In circle, read it back to me. Read it back to me.
Watford Pedro Show, started second hour off of 2020, live on WFMU, May 21st, 2020, Besh Bush Tetris. Then Ben Salter with Leopard Print. Clearly Blue is for Sitting. Jason Stein, Damon Smith, Adam Sheehan. The Northern Jaw with Barry Ukum. And then Satanic Slumber Party, Part 3, Hoof and Horn, Taco Fuck Storm, and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
What a name. Jesus Christ.
So, what patch have you been looking at?
Where have we been looking?
Yeah.
We're trying to stay in Manhattan because it's just like more practical. Steve lives in...
Yeah,
and
he's Hoboken,
and Rebecca RB lives in Park Slope, and then it's kind of a better central area because we haven't made an album since 1997.
Wow.
I know, so it's quite exciting for us.
That's when we did that Wild Rats was 1997.
Yeah, right. We said that was really old. Oh, I'm feeling so old.
It's a trip. How time just keeps going like a freight train.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be brand new batches of tunes with Steve, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can imagine the backlog, but why not with the new man, the new spirit? Like you said, some of these guys are like ghosts of people that had different versions.
Right.
Right? Now it's settled into the... That's a trip about that.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, I was used to singing it a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And then it's one thing, I'm glad I don't get stuck. I'm pretty flexible. I'll switch it around. I'll throw out, put new lyrics in. I'm fine with that. It's whatever serves the song.
And, you mean whatever serves the... But, like, it's all for you in on it. Committee.
Yes.
Yeah, committee.
Yeah, and like that song 2020, that's the first COVID song. Because we were touring in Mexico, and we just got back on the 13th of March, and then, you know, the proverbial shit hit the fan, and then everything just tanked. So, I don't know. For me, it was kind of a blessing. I got a lot of ideas for songs. Like I wrote a lot of words. Got a lot of ideas because you're just sitting.
Right. I did a lot of collaborations with people trading files.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I must have made 10, 11, 12 albums. People I never even met.
Wow, that's great, Mike.
Yeah. Well, music's a lifeline. For me.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I mean, we can't wait to come to the West Coast and just...
Tell me about this tour.
Well, we're playing September 2nd in Seattle. We're playing the 3rd in Portland at Lose Your Mind Festival. We're playing San Francisco on the 5th, and we're playing the 7th. We're playing Zebulon. I wish you could introduce us because, you have the world's best voice. That would be so funny. Just introduce us. Like
at Zebulon.
At Zebulon, yeah.
Yeah, it's Frogtown, part of Silver Lake.
Right?
Because you're the LA River there with all the frogs. Money Mark. Nishida.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in that area. Very interesting. That club is, have you played there before? It's much wider than it's...
Than deep,
yeah.
Yeah, but I think both of us have played there. Have you been there, Cynthia?
I haven't, No, we didn't play there. Yeah. Last time we played was a part-time punks thing. It was...
Echo, or Echoplex.
Right. We played the Echo. We haven't played there because, we were going to play in 2020, but no.
So,
we're doing something connected with the Getty Museum for there's this artist, Edith Diak, that was in New York. She was like this icon. She's passed away, but it's this thing called Dubbed in Glamour. And Anne Magnuson is opening for us.
Oh.
Yeah, and that'll be really fun. That's like, I've been friends with her forever. And it's part of the, it's kind of like New York in the late 70s. And there's, they've all, like, there's, it's a 3-day thing.
Now, you guys, you're not driving all the way over. You're going to fly to Seattle?
Yes, we're flying. We're flying to Seattle. We're driving to Portland. And then we're flying to San Francisco. And then we're flying to L.A. And then we're flying home. We're doing the flying.
Yeah. What about the drums?
It'll be a house kit every night.
That's
Mike.
What I was going to say, provided, right?
Yeah. I've got a snare and a cymbal that I like to bring along, but I'll have to be flexible each night.
Interesting.
Yeah, and like we're going to compare Steve and I, who travels lighter. I don't know. It's pretty close. I'm like notoriously really light traveler. I don't hardly anything.
Yeah.
Percussion on one side of the back, clothes on the other. Okay. I don't bring much. I keep it simple, but.
Bird on Wire. I want to play Bird on Wire.
We're happy to be on Evan Funk Davies' radio show on WFMU. We're the Bush Tetras, and this is Bird on a Wire. We'll be right back.
Show Bird on a Wire, Bush Tetras live. Then Art Cooley Rolly with Ni Lubje Juice Polski, destroying the Polish language very badly. Psych TV. Yep, she said. Imam Dovodijino Lev Vlaj. I have enough of that moisture. I'll give you a little translation here. Live Club Kochka, Trobukov, Kushni Pesci, Slovenian band. And then from Poland, Trupa Trupa with Far Away. Yeah, what I've, since 2006, what I do is one shirt for the whole tour. when I see a picture, I know what tour it is. And then at the end of the tour, I those donate clothes things that you can donate. Yeah. Cause I use polyester because it... dries quicker, you know, and I don't like that stuff in real life, but for tour, okay.
Yeah, it gets nice and ripe, you know, polyester.
Yeah, it's plastic, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I've come to be really lightweight tour-wise, you know?
You gotta speed.
Yeah. Yeah. And two Levi's and maybe 5-6 pairs of chonies. That's it. I'm way lightweight with that stuff.
If you call a tour more than a month,
I've done this one I just did with Mike Baghetta and Steve Hodges was my 67th. I got a tour coming up with Flipper. Yeah.
Are you coming to New York?
Yeah, I think the first gig is in Brooklyn.
Oh, when is that?
October.
All right.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
And, Brother Ted's just about to turn 75.
Ted Falcone.
Oh.
December, I'll be 65. So.
Well, that's how old I am. We're the same age.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm thinking when I was little, like, to hear that number would be so scary.
Yeah, I think it's scary now.
You're right. We're at the end of the second hour. August 12, 2022, special guest, Cynthia Steve Bush. Tetris! Hold tight for hour three! August 12th, 2022. It's the third hour of the Waffle Pedro Show.
I like.
personnage agréable et charmant. Mais un I'm
with them, and it was really hilarious. I mean, we sounded nothing alike. You know, we were really dark. They were really light. And that tour was so funny. We were all such babies. And I think Richard took, like, too much, not propolis, like the green stuff that comes in plants.
Green stuff that comes in plants.
Yes. You can take that and it makes your voice, you know, it's natural. It makes your voice, like, higher.
Okay.
He took too much and, like, fell on the floor before a show in Berlin. It was quite exciting. But, you know, those were the days. I have to talk to Richard about that one when I see him.
Yeah. We played Nails, Bush Tetris, and Miriam Gendron with Au Cour de Ma Delire, Ray Shin, Love the Liars, The Battle Still Rages from Angry Silence, and brand new from Kiwi Jr., Downtown Area Blues.
Yeah.
So, Lincoln Center with the bongos.
Yeah, I just remembered it's chlorophyll, Mike. Just
chlorophyll. So that's what makes plants green. Yeah.
Take it moderately.
Be careful.
Yeah. It's supposed to be good for you, though.
Yeah, I guess everything's good for you to a point, and then maybe.
It's poisonous. Too much of a good thing. So, 1982?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think that tour was 1980, and then we played again in 82.
Okay.
And, you know, we've just stayed friends for a long time. It's just a program that they're doing at Lincoln Center. It's called Turn It Up.
Okay.
Tape Hiss is also playing.
That's Steve Shelley.
Yeah, and Ernie.
Yeah, that's a group I do with Ernie Brooks. And we
means you're going to be playing twice.
Is that allowed?
Double duty.
Why not?
Mike, it was all scheduled that way because of jury duty. I was afraid that they were going to, I have jury duty next week, and I just got dismissed, so I'm thanking my lucky stars.
What about this They Live in My Head?
Oh, that's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
When they enter my head.
but they live in my head. When they enter my dreams, life is not all that it seems.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. That's music for this edition. They Live in My Head, live. WFMU. Bush Tetris. Then Nels Klein, Elliot Sharp, Isotopes, Atmosphere with Celestial. Some more Angry Silence, my mate Jeffrey. I hardly do that, but I did. And Tol S. Melur, Bush Tetris. What's that French for?
It's Everything is Better with Butter. Tout est meilleur avec du beurre.
Okay. Everything's better with butter. Yeah, a lot of butter in French cooking.
Yeah, I love butter. Yeah, I'll never be vegan, I don't think. I can't give up the butter.
Butter. Oh, you mean vegan ain't butter? Oh, because of the cow?
Vegan doesn't eat any butter, no. No, you can have vegan butter, but I'm going to argue with my vegan friends. It just doesn't taste or work, like, especially when you're cooking. I'm a big cook. So, like, butter makes things, like, creamy, it's great, and roux, you know. It's important.
Yeah, gravy. Just that. So, cook it.
Yeah, well, hey, what you got cooking?
What big cook? But very simple. Most of my stuff, one pan, right, saute kind of thing. And I'll tell you where I do have butter.
Where?
In my cough.
In your coffee?
Yeah, grass-fed butter. I put a pat of... Because your brain's kind of a blob of fat, you know. And so, good fat is good for the brain. And I think grass-fed butter is a good fat, like avocado, like walnuts. Yeah, good fat.
Good. Yeah, the good kind of fat. That's what we need.
Yeah. You need all that stuff. Right? The good fat, the good carbs, the good proteins.
Yeah, and that is kind of a double entendre. Everything's better with butter. It's like, It's all in French, and it's about really another kind of COVID song. Like, it's kind of a theme in this record, a little bit, if there is a theme. But it's, you know, just appreciating, like, you have to sit, and you have to not really do as much as you were doing, and you're not seeing your friends, and you're just kind of in your own head. So that's what a lot of the songs are coming from.
So,
trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, sometimes art is to transcend the hand that reality can deal you.
Yes.
Right.
Thank God we got that.
John, I'm thinking John Fogerty, very Northwest Bayou.
Well, Steve's shaking his head, yes. He's right there with you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I can imagine the first... First cave painted and the guy showing Buddy, hey, what's it look like, you know? Oh, I don't know, chromium, zinc. No, man, it's a buffalo, can't you see it? Man, got to keep it real. And I wonder if it's about keeping it real. It's to get beyond real sometimes. I don't know.
I like Beyond Real. Seems like a good place to be.
Or the idea of, yeah, diary entries, you know, journals. This is my life. You know, just the facts, documentary. Tunes, there are trippy kinds of things like that. Sometimes, you know, Love Supreme, John Coltrane. He has a... Right, there's liner notes. It's a poem to God, right? Thank you for getting him off the shit. He spells it out with his horn. You know
beautiful.
That? Yeah, for a few years. He kind of gave us a hint, but some cat figured it out. That he spelled that whole fucking prayer out with the horn. Yeah. So I can't wait. When are you going to be at Zebulon?
I think that's the 7th, September 7th.
And I, you know what? I play with Flipper on it.
I know you are.
You're going to be somewhere else that night, right?
No, I think 8th.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think it's the next day.
I think I'm going to be able to come. Oh, well, you've got to come. You've got to introduce us like with that voice of yours.
Sure, I would love to. I would love to. And
we'll pay you in butter.
pat of butter.
Yeah, pat of butter.
Put a pat, right? That's what you call it, a pat.
Pat of butter.
Yeah.
I have it in my cough.
They might be a puddle by the time they get to Pedro, though.
and say those other dates again for the people.
Okay, so the second is Seattle.
Right.
The 3rd is Lose Your Mind Festival in Portland.
Right.
The 5th is San Francisco.
Right.
And
where?
7th is Zebulon.
No, where in San Francisco?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Bottom of the hill? Where?
Bottom of the hill?
Something Chopsticks, right?
Yeah. Chopsticks, wait.
Does that
sound familiar to you?
Bottom of the Hill is where I always play Ramona's and Potero Hill.
Oh,
she's looking it up as we speak.
Okay. And then Zebulon on the 8th.
Zebulon on 7.
A 7, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing the 8th, not Zebulon. You know where it is? It's Gigi's in Ventura. That's where I'm playing.
Oh, that you're playing, yeah.
Yeah. And where are you guys playing in San Francisco?
I'm looking.
It's coming up.
Oh, I thought it was in this spot. Maybe it's on my phone. I have that. You know, I'm not prepared with that. That's a bummer. Where's our tour manager? Oh, that's me. Oops. Oh yeah. Oh God. It's Chopsticks. Something like that, right? It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else would that be?
That's okay, Mike. They'll have to Google it.
Yeah, or use a search engine.
Yeah,
pardon me.
You don't get to, Ian MacKay's really particular about that, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly, right? Well, look, beautiful. Anytime you guys want to come on, it's when you get the album done, that's when
we've
got to come back on the show and we can do a song-by-song debriefing.
Oh, I'm going to find it for you, like, right now. I just remembered. I'll just go on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. So we're playing Madame Lou's in Seattle. Madame Lou's. Rickshaw. Stop. That was really close, Steve.
Yeah.
You said Chopsticks. That was really good. Rickshaw Stop. And then Zebulon.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the Zebulon gig. And thank you for being on the show. Can't wait to. You're going to be playing some of this new stuff for me, right? Well, it's all here now with Steve Shelley. Yeah, okay.
And I guess we're going to see you on the 7th,
right? That's
right,
that's right. I'm going to be there.
Oh, good. It'll be nice to see you in person.
Okay. And thank you for being on the show. People, August 12th, 2022, of course, Steve. Cynthia. Keep your powder dry!